Bye.
Hello, everybody. This is Joe Garagiola speaking to you directly from Al Lang Field here in St. Petersburg, Florida, the spring training side of the St. Louis Cardinals. The Cardinals are out running, sliding at the pitching machine, and Joe Frazier, the pinch hitter deluxe, looked like he really broke a good sweat. Joe, you've been working pretty hard, huh?
Yeah, I've been working around first base, helping out.
Around first base, that's kind of a new position for you, huh?
Yeah, kind of new.
You figure that you'll give Cunningham an awesome little competition over there or just to get in shape?
Well, I'm just getting in shape, I think. I don't do it.
Joe, tell me something. How does a pinch hitter get in shape in spring training? Now, you were strictly a pinch hitter last year. What do you do in spring training that gets you ready for a pinch hitting season in the National League?
Well, take a lot of hitting practice, extra hitting practice, and getting to play every once in a while. You got to get your timing down just like a regular player.
Is there any routine that you went through? A lot of players I know pinch hitting, swing two or three bats underneath the stands. When you know you're going to pinch hit, is there a special routine you go through maybe?
Yes, we always swing two or three bats underneath the stands because you got to get loose to go up there. And the guy's throwing pretty hard. You got to be ready for him. Therefore, you got to be loose.
What do you find toughest about pinch hitting? Now, don't tell me hitting the ball. I know that. That's been my trouble for 8 years. But I mean, is it on a twilight doubleheader or a cold day? Or?
No, it's the pitcher, more or less, Joe. Some pitches you can hit and some pitches you can't hit too good.
Well, that was my trouble, Joe. But tell me something. How does a fellow like you now that doesn't know too much about the pitchers he's facing in the National League go up there and hit mentally prepared?
Well, you just hit what you see. That's all you say for it, Joe. Sometimes you might guess and get the pitch and hit it, and sometimes you might guess and not get the pitch and miss it. It's kind of tough, but you usually just hit what you see.
Does anybody, say, give you instructions like maybe a Peanuts Lowry or a hitter before you, Joe, to help you out any?
No, we usually talk over what the pitcher's throwing, you know, curveball, fastball, has he got a good slider, and among us pinch hitters usually talk it over and look for the pitch.
How does a pinch hitter break a slump? You don't get that many chances to play, and yet pinch hitters have to hit a slump. What do you do, Joe? A special maybe batting practice of more curveballs and more fastballs?
Yeah, we take a little extra batting practice when we get in the slump, just like hitters do, and try to break out of it just like they do.
You say extra batting practice, but usually the pitchers that they throw batting practice throw to the regular hitters. How do you fit in to the regular batting practice as a pinch hitter?
We hit before the regular batting practice. We hit usually
hitters. How do you fit in to the regular batting practice as a pinch hitter?
We hit before the regular batting practice. We hit usually 15, sometimes 30 minutes before the regular batting practice, and a few of us scrubbinis and. We do get quite a bit of hitting.
Joe, some pinch hitters that I've played with say they like to look at the first pitch. Other hitters come back to the bench and they say, no, not me. I'm going to swing at that first good pitch. What's your system?
Well, I think about all pinch hitters' system is to hit the first pitch they see it's over the plate because better to take three swings than take one.
Mm-hmm. Joe, now, I can remember two ball games you beat the Cubs. You beat the Cubs one night, a home run off Bob Rush, and then I can remember you had two strikes on you in another ball game, and you just put your bat out and hit a line drive single to left field on a high fastball. Does your thinking change that much with pitchers, or just what runs through your mind when you go up there, because you're always up there in a jam?
Well, if I remember right, we had a man on second, and I had two strikes. He had me ahead of me a lot, and I figured I'd just try to get the hit, get the run in if I could, not go for the long ball.
You always try to get a piece of the ball.
Yes, with two strikes anyway.
Joe, is there anyone, maybe I hit the game on the head. Is there any one game last year? Because pinch hitting has to give you a lot of thrills. Is there one game or one pitch that you hit that really stands out in your mind?
One in Milwaukee off of Jim Wilson that was a home run. It was won the ball game. That's a pretty good thrill.
Well, Joe, thank you very, very much for stopping by. Folks, that was Joe Frazier. You know, Dusty Rhodes got all the publicity for pinch hitting, but Joe Frazier actually led the National League in pinch hits with 20. So until the next time, this is Joe Garagiola saying so long, everybody.